Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You really have to stop leaving the side door unlocked because people just wander in. And actually, this one I think might be, it's not a musician, Kitty, so maybe a little more reputable. Although, when he came
in... Are comedians more reputable than musicians? What are you saying?
It's a fine line. Brad Sherwood is here, and you may know whose line is it anyway. That is still happening, or at least Brad is still milking it a little longer, I guess, right?
You know, it's the show that won't die.
Yeah. I'm sorry, or maybe
it's always something new.
That's true.
It is.
So, Brad is in town with Colin. Those two guys... God, how long have you freaking been doing this stuff, man?
We have been touring together for 17 years.
Wow. Yeah. Kitty and I have been in this small room together for 20.
Wow.
And we want to freaking kill each other.
And we've never traveled together. So yeah. That's probably a good thing.
How does that go? Like, do you like each other?
We do like each other. We've never even really had an argument or an artistic disagreement on how we want the show to go. We're very simpatico that way.
So are your normal conversations hilarious?
No.
Okay. No. All right, then.
No.
Because I would feel tempted to just, like, riff all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We're both shyer in our normal lives than we are on stage. And Colin doesn't talk much when he's not on stage. So,
really?
Yeah, he's a little bit like Rain Man that way.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay. It's fun and creepy sort of at the same time, I guess. So when you started off, you were born and raised in Chicago, but then moved when you were still a kid? Or
yeah. At 10, we moved to Santa Fe, New Mexico.
So that was actually nice for the winters, so, right?
Was there till I graduated high school, and then I went to school in Ohio in Dayton at Wright State University, and then after that I came right into this area for my first professional gig at American Players Theater in Spring Green.
Were you doing Shakespeare?
I was.
Wow.
That's a little different.
My first job in TV was on L.A. Law, so yes. And that was my last dramatic turn, L.A. Law. I realized that I should just be doing comedy.
Well, were you in L.A. Law? Were you a guy who did what?
I played the nanny for Michael Tucker and Jill Eikenberry. I was on for 6 episodes, and I had a crush on her, and then they fired me because they didn't want me kissing Jill Eikenberry. But that was written into the script.
I wasn't sure if this
wasn't
really
like
happening.
In the trailer or the makeup room.
Gotcha.
Good to know.
So then switching into comedy, you did the stint Second City, right? You did some Second City.
I did Second City out in Los Angeles, actually.
Okay.
When they first started out there in the 90s. And I was Ryan Stiles' understudy in the main show. And I was in the touring company.
And so now this, whose line is it anyway, started as everything does in America. We copy from the British a lot of times. It was a UK show first,
It was
right?
a UK show, and then they started bringing in Canadians and Americans, and we took over.
In there?
Yeah. Yeah, we did the British version. I did 3 seasons of the British version. Ryan and Colin and Greg, I think, did 4, maybe 5 seasons.
Colin and Brad are going to be at Overture Hall tonight. I believe there's still some tickets available. I'm curious, though, British humor, I feel like, is different, especially for improv-ing. Wasn't that kind of difficult?
Well, it's metric. So, you know, you have to sort of calibrate everything. Because sometimes your jokes don't fit into their metric setups.
Yeah.
So, but for the most part, what we do is goofy. You know, we try not to be super political or overly topical. So, you know, for 2 plumbers, that's pretty universal.
Yeah. And everybody, it's still the same. It's not really, there's nothing planted ahead of time. You're not magicians. You really have.
Nope. No, we're just geniuses. We
humble at that.
Yeah. I like to call us really smart people that act stupidly.
Oh, we're going to steal that for our
show. Do you mind once you're out of town?
I don't see any value in copywriting that. So please use it as much as you want.
Okay. Excellent.
There has to be a time where you guys get stumped or get stuck, right? I mean, what do you do?
Oh, all the time. I mean, it's all about failing, falling on your face, and then making that funny. You know, it's all about harvesting all the mistakes and sometimes great ideas and bad ideas that the audience gives you. You know, and it's about making normal stuff seem weird and fantastical, and making really weird stuff seem to make sense. That's kind of our job, doing those two things.
Colin and Brad are playing tonight at Overture Hall. There's still some tickets available. I would think sometimes that the audience kind of like, it's like the same stuff that they're giving you, kind of. Like there's a pattern you could kind of maybe go on.
But that would be counter to what we want to do. It's kind of like, it's an adrenaline rush for us, and we're good at making it up. So why would we want to gild or hedge our bets and keep going to do the sort of the same suggestions?
So you're hoping for something really odd or strange or
ridiculous. We want to hear stuff that we've never heard before. And that's part of our job, is to figure out ways to ask them for things that elicit a lot of different things.
Yeah, because I would feel the audiences would kind of come up with the same stuff.
So, like, what do you ask them to? How do you phrase that to get them to come up with something different?
Well, in the beginning, you know, we all did improv for years before Whose Line, and you'd sort of try and tee up something that was going to be sort of perfect. So, like for the sound effects game, you'd say, "Can we have a dangerous occupation?" Because then you're like, "Oh, it's going to have guns and stuff like that.
Right.
It'll be a lot of good sounds." But over the years, we were getting the same thing. So Colin came up with an idea. We would write these sort of obtuse questions or ways of getting suggestions on cards, and then we would randomly have an audience member pick one. So we would never know even what card is going to be asked. So it could be something like an occupation one of your grandparents had, or, you know, fill in these two blanks, the man who blank, whatever, you know. And so it makes it more likely that we'll never have the same suggestion
twice. Wow. We here try to default in doing the same thing every time as much as possible. So that's absolutely amazing. Do you find that the audiences are different as far as like different parts of the country?
Not so much. Okay. I mean, partly because what we do is so right there with what they want to see. And we do goofy. You know, we're not doing political stuff. We're doing ridiculous situations.
Right.
And because it's goofy, it's almost like the Carol Burnett Show. It's kind of, we create these little sketches right on the fly. And improv is sort of counterintuitive to everything else you do in life, because everybody gets good at doing things by repetition. You get good at shooting free throws by practicing and muscle memory, playing an instrument over and over, you're running the scales. This is the sort of thing that you have a brilliant show and you say something hilarious and you'll never say that again.
Wow. Brad Sherwood is in town tonight at Overture Hall. And do you ever, I mean, there's got to be a point where people come up to you, like, in the, you know, when you're not doing a show, and they try to, like, do improv with you, right?
Don't people shove props in your
face?
Luckily,
that has never happened, actually. No one says, freeze, and then, like, takes my position.
I would think they might, just in like, or like someone recognizes you and then they want to do improv.
Or they hand you a construction cone. And
yeah.
Strangely enough, only time that I am ambushed with improv is when I come to do radio shows.
Okay. Well, I'm
looking around. What do we have that's funny?
Tear up those cards.
Putting these things away. Yeah, exactly. Brad Sherwood, thank you so much. Head over to Overture Hall tonight. There's still some tickets available. The show starts at 8 o'clock. Should be fantastic. Did you draw the short straw? Why isn't Colin here?
Because he doesn't speak, remember?
Oh.
Well, he's in Toronto, so most of our shows are either in sort of the Midwest or the East Coast, so he can fly out day of show. I live in Vegas, so I can't really get anywhere safely and know if my flight's delayed that I'm going to be there in time. So I have to fly out the night before.
Ah, gotcha.
So
he's celebrating hockey, or not hockey, basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still running around the streets of Toronto.
Yes.
Right. Brad, thank you so much for coming in. It's
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.